Okay. So let me just suggest, I'm mindful that we're using people's time. If we make a start in the meeting, and obviously if we need to make any decisions at the moment, they would not be valid as we're not quorate, and we would need to go back to those as and when we become a quorate. But rather than hang on even further for people to join, I suggest we make a start, if that's okay with everybody. Okay, so looking at the agenda then, firstly we have apologies from Roloff, from Dottie, from Cheryl, who's hoping to join us later. Hero is hoping to join us later. And also we have apologies from Byron. Gabby, is there anybody I've missed?
No, that's, and Roloff. Did you say my Roloff? I'm sorry.
I did. All
oh, right. Sorry.
No problem, thank you. Okay, so the first item on our agenda then is the minutes in action from our telephone conference call on the 8th of May. If I could firstly take the minutes and ask if one has any comments regarding accuracy or omissions, please. No, in which case we will take those as agreed. And Gabby, are there any actions we need to run through, please?
Yes, shall I? Well, there were not many actions, but I can run through them all. 7301, the chair to circulate the letter from Elise Gehrig asking for CCNF input on the protection of two-letter country codes on the council email list. This has been done. Action 7302, chair of Langdon Orr to share the recent developments of the ALAC new GTLD's working group on the CCNSO council email list. There were some unclarities on this action. Cheryl didn't really understand it. We tried to clarify, but she never came back to us. So this is not done. And Cheryl's not on the call, so this is an outstanding action. Action 7302, yes?
I suspect that one has been superseded by developments anyway, so it probably doesn't need being carried forward.
Okay, that's noted, thanks.
Given that new GTLDs have moved on and ALAC submissions went in and so on.
Okay, that's noted. Then action 7303, the SOP working group to decide whether it would like to submit a request for extension of the public comment period on the ICANN 2014 budget, or if the submission should be made by the CCNSO Council and post a decision on the Council email list. Well, that's been done. Action 7304, Roloff Meyer to compile a list of topics for the joint CCNSO-GNSO meeting in Prague and present it to the next council on the next council call. This action is actually both for Roloff and Juhani. And I know, sorry, can I just ask who joined? Perhaps this could be Juhani. Hello, who joined? Okay, it wasn't Juhani. So I have been, sorry?
Who joined?
Hello, Barak. Barak, welcome, Barak.
Yes.
I have been in touch with Juhani and Roloff, and I know they're working on it. I am not sure about the outcome, so that it's still going on, as far as I know.
It is. Thank you.
And action 7305, Gabriela Schittig to forward the suggested topics for cross-community discussion to Phyllis Yilmaz. This was done. She noted that it was done too late, but she would still try to incorporate it somehow.
Excellent.
That's all actions.
Thank you very much, Gabby. Does anyone else have any questions or comments or any actions we might have missed? No? Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. And welcome to Barak. Well, I think this is your first call with us, so welcome. We're just moving on to item two on the agenda, Barak. And the first item on the section two is the chair update. So let me briefly just give you a list of things I've been doing and involved in. Firstly, we've been in communication with the ALAC, the At-Large Advisory Committee, about their suggestion that the CCNSO and ALAC should have a meeting. And I think we are working currently on that being in the Toronto meeting. So we can talk a little bit more about that in Prague if people have comments and views on that. The strategic plan advisory group, as you'll have seen, I'm sure has put in the comments to ICANN. And actually we've had a request from ICANN for representatives from the CCNSO to join a strategic plan advisory group. And my intention is to send that request to the FPC working group and ask for their recommendations to the council as to who might best represent the CCNSO on that group. Next, we had an email from Becky Burr, who sadly isn't on this call at the moment. Becky Burr is a NOMCOM councillor, as fellow councillors will be aware. However, Becky has recently moved jobs and is now the senior legal counsel, I believe is the title, for Newstar. And because of that, Becky has written to query whether that will affect her status as a NOMCOM councillor. And I have asked the ICANN Council, John Jeffrey, for his advice on that. I've not yet heard back from John, but when I do so, I will need to be in touch with fellow councillors to discuss whatever it is to say. Next, I'm aware that there's been work going on with the CU, and as part of that, there's advance notice that the roadmap for the who is the GTR, that is, will need to at some stage involve some communication and consultation with the CCNSO. So I suggest for the time being we might suitably set up a small group to monitor that progress and with a council member as a liaison. And I will be formally making that suggestion at the council meeting in Prague. Like lots of you, I'm sure, lots and lots of pre-Prague presentations. One of the key bits for me was a teleconference with my fellow SO and AC chairs. And as part of that call, I raised our concern about the comment period and the fact the changes to the comment period mean that we are struggling to get CCNSO comments in. And given apparently that we seem to have a reputation for being very well organised, my fellow chairs were quite concerned that that was an effect of the change in comment period arrangement. And we will, well, we have, put this on the agenda for discussion with the ICANN CEO when we have the chairs and CEO meeting early in Prague before the main meeting starts. So people are now aware of our concerns, which is good. I think that's the end of my update. Happy to respond to any questions or comments. Anyone? I'm looking for hands up in the virtual room as well. Can't see anyone. Okay, so let's move on to item 2.2, which is Vice Chair's update. Byron is unable to be on the call, I'm afraid, due to a hiccup, as he puts it, not a glitch, a hiccup in some work that's going on at CIRA, but I'm aware we do have Keith. Do you have an update, please?
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for that. Other than my ongoing work on FOI working group, the only thing I really have to report on is the panel discussion coming up for Prague I've been liaising with Andre, Philip and Carolina on this topic, and I think we now have a wicket session for the panel discussion that will be quite well tailored to CCTLDs. The issue that arose along the way for others is that there is a main session in the ICANN room on the Monday afternoon on Wicket and ITRs and so on. So the question that arose for me was whether we could have something distinctly different and tailored to CCTLDs. It's looking like we could have a very useful session. So I've got some ongoing discussions with Andre and Carolina and Bart, and I think we'll have a good session organised for that.
Thank you very much, Keith. Thank you for your work on that one. Any questions or comments for Keith? Okay, so let's move to councillor update. And Rodolf, who couldn't be on the call, very kindly sent in an update on the latest applications for membership, which are progressing well still. And Paula, you also sent in a written update, though I hear you're on the call. And congratulations for being elected to AFRINIC. Can I ask if there are any other updates, please?
Can I just add to Roloff's update that we have received clearance from IANA. I'm just waiting for Roloff to send it out, so it's all clear and you will have an email soon.
Which one was that, Gabby? From Bahrain?
From .bh Bahrain, yeah.
Thank you. Paula, could you start to say something?
No, it's okay. I just said thank you.
Ah. You're welcome. Any other councillors with updates, please?
Hong has her hand up, Mosby.
Ah, I see it now. Hong.
Thank you, Leslie. I have an update, but it's not directly about ICANN. There will be an Asia-Pacific Regional Internet Governance Forum and held in Tokyo, Japan, on the 18th to 20th of July. It's an open meeting. Everyone is welcome, similar to Eurodic. I'm sure Keith and other colleagues may have other details to share. Back to you, Leslie. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Hong. That's of interest. If other councillors are interested, perhaps that might be something to share the details of more broadly on the member or council. Anyone else?
Hi, Leslie. Are we still on the council update?
We are.
I attended the African preparatory meeting for this ITU visit and the WTSA 12 to take place in Dubai in November to early December. Well, in any case, there wasn't much one could add there. Those were governments there, but at least we got to understand the thinking of what some of the African governments have in their mind about this imminent and looming internet control issue coming from India, which is partner to South Africa in the BRICS political alliance. So, yeah, it was just watching what's coming out of there.
Thank you, Vika, and that will be very helpful to input the latest with our session on wickets and other such like
issues.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, moving on then to... Oh, Keith, you have your hand up.
Thanks, Leslie. I'll follow up with you by email, and maybe we can have a Skype conversation about the outcomes of the African Wicket discussions.
That's fine.
Excellent. I'll leave that to you both. Okay, moving on then to observers, and we have all four of you with us today. Would any of you like to provide an update, please? Nothing happened in the regional organisation? Surely not.
Well,
Barak is here, but probably, I don't know, if I'm out, it's the FTLD annual conference didn't take place in April as usual. We pushed it to July. It's in July, it's in Livingston. I don't know if that's an update you're looking for Leslie.
Well, that's helpful to know. Thank you, Peter.
Hello.
Barak?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Hello, yes, we can hear you.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Yeah, so FTLD will be holding its annual conference from July 23rd to 27th. The details are on the AFTLD website, www.aftld.org, and from tomorrow it will be open for registration, and we invite as many CCT, we invite most of the council partners to join us during the event.
Thank you very much for that, Barrett. Carolina, I see you have your hand up.
Yes. Thank you, Leslie. Yes, well, we have a new board at LACTLD. Victor is part of our new board. He's a treasurer, and so we have been having a very busy month working together.
Excellent. And congratulations to Victor, or do I say commiserations? I think that's probably congratulations. Okay. Peter, Jan, do you have anything, please?
Hey, Leslie, this is Peter.
Hi.
In Samsung, we had our jamboree, our very first jamboree, and that was a meeting where all the working groups in Samsung came together for 4 days. And we're still waiting for the results from a survey, but it seemed to be well appreciated by the members. It was the largest Samsung event ever. We had about 170 people getting together. So that was what kept us busy over the last couple of weeks.
Excellent.
Thanks.
I'm so sorry I couldn't join you. It sounded like a very great, very good event. Jan?
Hi. Our APTLD actually will have our annual meeting next week, coming week. That's going to be a Thursday, Friday, the week before ICANN Prague. So actually, many of our members will attend the meeting on the way to ICANN Prague meeting. So anyone who will be interested will come to join us.
Okay, thank you very much for that and for the invitation. Okay, let's move on then to CNSO support staff, Bart, Gabby, Christina.
Bart and Gabby, do you have something?
Yeah, no.
Go ahead, Christina.
Okay. Hi, this is Christina. As you may have seen, I have forwarded a confirmation to the council email list of the council meetings in Prague. And all the other CCNSO-related meetings are listed at the CCNSO calendar. And I would just like to note that there will be a cocktail event with the board. I will send out the confirmation of the room shortly. And I would also like for you to note that it might be pushed back to 7. Right now it says 7:30. But it might be 7. I will confirm that together with the room confirmation. And the other thing was that based on the CCTLD wiki survey that was recently closed, I am now working on an evaluation report, and it will be shared with the council before Prague so that the council can address the topic at the Prague meeting. And, yeah, that's basically it for me.
Leslie? This is Peter.
Yep.
I had one question to Christina. Christina, there is a center event taking place on Monday as well from 6:30 to 8, a cocktail for center members and their GAC representatives. So since there is already an overlap from 7:30 onwards, I would really appreciate if the event is not rescheduled for 7, because that would probably get us both in trouble. Thanks.
Peter,
okay.
This is Gabby. Sorry. The thing is the rescheduling doesn't come from our side. It's from the board side. It seems that many board members can't join later. So that's...
Yeah, but it might be useful if that scheduling takes into account events that are targeted at the same audience as well. I'm convinced that it's in nobody's interest and definitely not in the ICANN's board to stumble across events that are there to reinforce the communities that they're trying to foster. So I would really appreciate if you send them that message, and I'm very happy to send them a letter too.
Peter, I will do that. However, I just wanted you to know that these events, we started with them in the Dakar. It was meant to be every second meeting was meant to be a meeting between the CCNSO Council and the board, so this was already planned, like you can say, about from the starting at the Dakar meeting. It was not intentional. That's what I wanted to say. I will convey the message, but it was definitely not intentional.
I appreciate that, Gabby, that it was not intentional. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the event. On the contrary, it's a great initiative, but it's about the scheduling.
I mean, I just step in there. I think, as Gabby says, that these events were agreed beforehand, but what we didn't know was when was penciled in on the timetable. And as always, the earliest that there is even a draft date would be helpful for those scheduling events around that week as well. So I could go to at least 4 dinners and 4 receptions on Monday. I don't know about everybody else, but it won't do the diet any good, and I feel as though I'm having to refuse at least 3 invites, which is a bit tricky, really. Okay, so we've done Christina. Gabby, was there anything else to add?
Nothing from me.
Thank you. Bart?
Yeah, just a few things. First of all, say the tech working group prepared a briefing note or, say, a report as requested by the council will be on the agenda in Prague. And a second thing which probably the council will need to discuss as well is if you look at the public comment periods, there are lots of topics where the CCNSO and the CCNSO council could submit topics. And this is, again, one of the things the council may want to revisit to structure the decision on making public comments. These were my 2 things.
Thank you, Bart. And yes, you and I had a very helpful conversation on public comments and how the CCNSO make comments, and obviously the duration of the public comments is one of the key things to consider there going forward. Okay, let's move on then, everybody, to item 3 on our agenda, which is the letter we received from Elise Gehrig, the Vice President for IANA and Technical Operations. And the letter was distributed to Council and is on the CCNSO or the ICANN correspondence as well. And you should also have a draft response to Elise from the CCNSO. And in essence, this is around the fast track process and whether all possible character ASCII strings should be protected on that process. Aha! And here we have the draft letter coming up for those of us that were on Adobe. So we have the letter from Elise and the letter of the staff response. Could I ask for any comments or queries or better ideas on how to respond to this one? Or equally, if people are happy with the draft letter, it would be great to know that too. Keith is typing. It's just that I have no idea how it's spelled, uppercase or lowercase. Doesn't quite look right in the draft. We'll double check before we send anything. Thank you.
Just in response to Keith's question, in the letter from Elise Erich, it was spelled with small letters, so not in capital.
Doesn't look right, though, actually, does it?
No.
Perhaps we can double-check on Elise. We'll spell it right. Show it correctly. Okay, so assuming we can fix that little glitch, are there any comments on the draft letter itself, or does silence mean that everyone is content with the draft as it stands, please? I'll assume that we're okay. No, Keith, you have... Is that no? That's Keith with speaker on. Thank you.
Hello, Margarita's here.
Hi, Margarita. Greetings. We're on item three, partway through looking at the draft letter to Elise.
All right.
Keith, did you want to speak on that?
No. No, just agreeing. It looks okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. So, actually, which means, Margarita, now you're here, that we are now caught. Unless anyone has any further comments, then that will mean that letter is approved. Okay. Thank you very much. So, let's move on then to agenda item four. You'll recall on the last call, we discussed some of the difficulties that we were experiencing with the public comment process. So, in essence, the changes to that process mean that it's very difficult for us to have sufficient time to get CCNSO agreed comments. And based on that concern, we have drafted a letter to Sebastien Bachelet, who's the chair of the ICANN board, Public Participation Committee. Can I have any comments or questions or approvals of that draft, please? Does silence mean we're happy?
Hello?
Hello? Who's that?
Hello?
Hello, yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm dropping off. I'm just trying to catch up with the call.
Okay, we're on agenda item four, which is the letter to the Board Public Participation Committee on the comment process. Okay. Can I just double check then, are there any objections to this letter? No? In which case I will take... Hello?
Hello?
Hello? We can hear you?
Yes, I can hear now.
Okay. Did you have any comments on the draft letter on the public comment process?
Well, I can't get the question, actually.
Is that possible?
Let me switch to Adobe Connect.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure who that is querying. So we'll wait for them to arrive on Adobe.
Sorry?
Leslie, I think that's Barak. Am I correct? Barak? I think it's Barak.
Yes, this is Barak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a comment on the draft letter, Barak?
I can't hear you clearly.
Barak, I was asking the council members whether they had any queries on the letter regarding the public comment.
Regarding?
I suggest, Leslie, that Barak switches to Adobe Connect.
I think so. Do you think the...
Okay, I'm on Adobe Connect, but I can't speak.
Okay. Hong, do you wish to comment?
Okay.
Well, I agree with the draft.
Thank you very much.
I was wondering if... Yeah, me too.
Thank you. Okay. And we'll sort out Barak in a minute. Ah, yes, Barak has said he's okay on Adobe Connect. Good. I wouldn't want to stop anyone making comments. Okay, let's move on then, please. The other related item on that agenda topic was really about how do we decide if the CCNSO comments or not going forward. There's many have noted, there's a whole series of things coming out of ICANN for comments, and we really do need to find a way of deciding whether the CTNSO comments or not. We've improved how we're aware of consultations being launched by Vika and Keith being on that mailing list and advising the council list. But I suggest that it might be helpful to look at the process for how we comment and add a stage that looks at how do we decide what we comment on. Apologies if that sounds a bit complicated. In essence, what I'm concerned is that the CTNSO really focuses on the things that are just important for the CTNSO to comment on. And obviously, we could comment on everything, but I suspect we haven't got the resource, or we might not necessarily want to, but it's very important that we do make comment on the issues that CTNSO members and CTRD managers generally would expect CTNSO to comment upon. So perhaps, Vika and Keith, you could give some thought with Bart, and I'm just suggesting this, as to how best we could deal with that stage. Maybe you could have a conversation in Prague.
I would support that, Leslie. I think it would help. The key test, obviously, would always be if a matter is of interest to to the CCNHO and its members. But yeah, I think we can take up a detailed discussion in Prague.
Okay, Keith, is that okay with you?
Fine by me, thanks.
Excellent. Okay, let's see where we get to, and obviously we'll wait to hear back from you when you've had a chat in Prague. Okay,
yeah.
So let's move on to the working group and other updates. The finance working group, we would normally have an update from Byron now, but of course Byron has been delayed by his hiccup. I don't know if we have anyone else on the finance group on the call. No, in which case, Gabby, would it be possible to ask Byron to do an update via email to the council list, if you would be so kind?
Isn't Vika on the call? This is Christina.
Christina, yeah?
I think Vika is on the call.
Yes, yeah, sorry, I didn't get exactly what was the question, Leslie, sorry.
So unfortunately, Byron has not been able to join the call today. So I was just asking if there is anyone else on the finance group who might be able, at extreme short notice, to provide an update.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. The simple update is that there's a meeting we've planned for Sunday the 24th of June in Prague. You will remember that since, in fact, even before the Costa Rica meeting, the working group hadn't met because we didn't have any information and responses from ICANN on the financial questions that we asked. It seems now there's some data that we're getting. I'm not sure if it's thorough, but the working group will definitely meet on the 24th. And I think by the time I come to the council meeting on Wednesday, we may have a report to table at the face-to-face council meeting in Prague.
Excellent, Vika. Thank you. And apologies for putting you on the spot.
No, okay. Sorry, I was reading something else.
You see, it's a test whether you're paying attention. Okay. And the SOP working group is the next one. And Roloff is unable to join the call, but has provided an update on the agenda for council members, and like the finance working group, they will be meeting in Prague early at the weekend, I believe. So, moving on to 5.3, which is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. Keith.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. The Framework of Interpretation Working Group has been meeting as regularly as ever. I find it really difficult to provide written updates to the CCNSO Council on our working group because we are meeting and moving at such a considerable pace that makes it hard to comment. So live updates are probably easier. At the moment, we're stuck on some aspects on our topic of revocation. I think on my last report, I indicated that we should have this topic fairly well finished before Prague, but that's not going to be the case. And I think we'll use our three-hour working group session on the Thursday in Prague to clear up any of the remaining difficulties and issues that we have on that topic. We've also hit a bit of a speed bump with the GAC in terms of the significantly interested parties chapter of our work, and I understand the GAC has some comments relating to the rights of sovereigns relating to their CCTLDs, and this is likely to form a core of discussion between the CCNSO and the GAC in the joint session in Prague, and I'm also seeking a separate meeting with the GAC representatives of the working group prior to that meeting, so that we have a bit more clarity about what their issues are prior to going into the joint meeting. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else to add, so thank you, Leslie.
Okay, thank you very much, Keith, and I understand the fast-moving nature of the working group, so I'm sure we will we would prefer rapid updates, as it were, verbal updates, if they are easy for you, that's fine, I suspect. Any comments or questions for Keith, please? Okay, thank you. Moving on then to the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group, the JIG. Dan?
Hello? This is Jia.
Hello. Yes,
is that my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. We had a IDN joint working group meeting conference call like 2 weeks ago. We had VIP project leader Dennis to come to give us an update on the VIP progress. Also, we scheduled a meeting during the ICANN Prague. Bart, is that going to be a Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you very much. And the next is the Joint Security and Stability Working Group, the DSSA.
The DSSA has been meeting regularly as well. They're preparing a progress report, and one of the main topics will be the question whether to go deep or just to work on say the main principles. And there will be a presentation by Jörg at the CCNSO meeting on the progress to date.
Okay, thank you very much, Bart. Moving on, 5.6 is the study group on the use of names for countries and territories, which would normally be Youngham. I don't think we have Youngham on the call. Is there anyone else able to provide an update on that one?
Yes, Leslie, this is Bart again.
Thank you.
The working group is, say, there are two main items currently. One is the UNESCO survey. It's, to use Byron's words, there's been a slight hiccup, but the survey will be sent and announced, or there will be announced at the Prague meeting. In the meantime, the working group has been discussing the issues relating to the use of country names based on, say, the typology developed. And there will be a progress report for the community to look at.
Thank you very much, Bart. I can see us needing to develop a terminology for hiccups or glitches.
Yeah.
Maybe a hiccup is smaller than a glitch and a disaster is worse than a glitch. Okay, thank you. Moving on to the meetings program working. Vika, have you had any glitches or hiccups?
Sorry, didn't speak to me.
Hey, Leslie, sorry, I was on. Take some time to get back. Sorry, I think we can provide some feedback. I didn't attend the last meeting of the working group, but I know that progress has been made in terms of the draft agenda, which is available on the CCNSO website. As far as I can remember, if you can correct me, we still have a discussion on the new GTLDs and then also on issues relating to regulatory issues of the Internet.
Okay, Gabby?
No, I don't really have anything to add, but besides that, we're constantly updating the agenda, filling it in with presentations and presentation summaries, so you should have a look.
Well, I have. I don't know about everybody else. I'm also very pleased to see our agenda or our draft agenda was up so early, which is what we said we'd try to do, so people could help with travel plans and so on. So thank you for that. Okay, moving on then to 5.8, the IDN Working Group 1. Bart?
IDN Working Group 1 will start, we send around a draft for the overall policy, which includes a change of procedure for confusingly similarity. It now includes a description of the major procedures and processes and some additional language on transition, etc., from the fast track to the overall policy. Tomorrow there will be a discussion at the of the working group itself, and we hope to be able to present, say, the latest proposals at the Prague meeting.
Okay, thank you very much, Bart. There are no comments or questions. I'll move on to Working Group 2, Hiro Hotta, who very kindly gave us an update, I think, before the meeting. I need to scroll the agenda down. I can't remember if that's... I think that was on the meeting papers, Gabby.
Yes, it's in the information material.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay. So we do have the issue about the one vote per member item to come back to the council at some stage. We will wait to hear further from Vika when they've had their latest call. So next on the list is 5.10, which is the informal study group on capacity building. Fernando?
Yes, thank you, Leslie. We've had the group has had a number of meetings to further refine the answers that we provided in answer to the questions that you posed to the group. Thanks to the great help of Gabby, a draft report has been generated and is being reviewed by the group internally for comments. We're going to have one more internal meeting prior to Prague to finalize the report and present it to the council.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that and for the words of yourself and the rest of the group. Unless there's any comments or questions, I will move on to the public comment request. Vika and Keith.
Leslie, if I may go even before Keith comes in. There are a couple of public comments. Processes were taking place within ICANN currently with closing dates in June and July, so it's a bit difficult to say which ones directly is of interest to the CCNSO. Most of them are GNSO kinds of public comments issues. So there is that who is policy review team final report, which the comment period closed on the 10th of June, but the reply period will be up until the 11th of July. One that was important that I picked up was the draft statements on ICANN's role and remit in security, stability, and resiliency of the unique identifier systems of the Internet. The comment period is running until the 16th of June, which is interesting. It's a Saturday. And it's a proposed statement, but I can to clarify its role after the SSR review team at ARTA ICANN to find a way of clarifying that its role in relation to other organizations affected by the Internet. And then I think that probably could be of interest to us. I haven't really looked at the statement in detail, but if anything I pick up, I will let the council know. And then there are a couple of other surveys that are ongoing there under the GNSO ambit, the Who is Proxy or Privacy survey, just to determine whether the GNSO wants to carry out a full study or not. And then also, they also have an issues report on the protection of international organizational names in the new GTLDs. Those are some of the key ones that I saw. And then the last one was the ICANN Security Stability and Resiliency Framework for the financial year 2013. And these are closing either late June or in early July.
Okay, thank you for that. On your first comment, both Bart and I noticed this comment period about ICANN's role. And after liaison with Patrick Jones, that has now been added to the CCNSO meeting agenda. So we have invited Patrick and or Jeff Moss to come to the CCNSO to speak to that item. But I don't know if either have confirmed as yet.
Yes, Patrick at least has confirmed, but we're still looking at, say, other possibilities as well, because it's only a, say, a 30-minute slot, and we may be able to extend it, but that's unclear yet. But at least Patrick will come, and possibly Jeff Moss as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
I'm happy to hear that.
Keith, do you have anything to add to
Vika's
comments?
No, I think, well, actually, there may be one thing only. There is the ICANN board conflict of interest issue that is now out, I think, for public consultation. I could be wrong on that, though, so correct me if I am wrong, Vika.
Yeah, you're right. I think, sorry, I left that one out. It's, if I remember, on the 5th or 6th of July, that's the closing date for public comments.
Was that
I'll do some research on that and paste something to the council list.
It's an independent expert report on ICANN's board conflicts of interest review.
That one will close on the 6th of July.
Is it the 6th of July? Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
if I remember rightly, there was a series of independent reports being scheduled as well.
Yeah.
I'll post a link anyway to that on the council list in a few minutes, because it is something, well, it's primarily issues arising from the GTLD process. Nonetheless, we should be interested in what constitutes conflicts of interest for our directors.
Yes, I mean, I think it's a matter of corporate governance as opposed to GTLD specific.
Sure.
Leslie, this is Bart. I had a quick glance at it, and it's very broad. It's also looking into, say, if you look at the recommendations of the independent advisors, it also looks into the role of NOMCOM, etc.
Okay. Well, this goes to the point of how do we decide what the CCNSO should comment upon.
Yeah.
That we need to come to a view on. Okay. Any further comments or questions on any of those, please? In which case, let's move on to item 6 on our agenda, which is the list of topics that we have submitted to the ICANN board CCNSO discussion. And from my point of view, just to highlight one of those, because it was the subject of some discussion on the council list, the item around batching, we popped that to the bottom of the list because we felt the other items were of more importance to CCRDs, but that's not to say that the method of batching isn't of high interest. My concern actually wasn't necessarily about the topic, but about the potential for the CCNSO discussion of that topic to lend weight to some of the arguments about the blurring of the edges between the CCNSO and the ECLD community. So that was where some of my concern was coming from. But that's the list as we have submitted, and I think we are still waiting for the list of items back from the board. Gabby, unless there's any update on that? Bart?
No, you were right. We're waiting for the board, and say we've submitted 5 points in order of priority.
Perhaps you could kindly chase the board for their list of items, given that we gave them our some weeks ago. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And just to pre-warn councillors that as previously, we'll be having our preparation meeting in Prague, where I'll be hoping that you will be able to volunteer for leading on those particular topics at the meeting. But we'll do that in Prague. If there's no comments or queries on that one.
Leslie, this is Fernando. I have a quick question. For that preparation meeting, is there going to be some sort of remote access, either via conference call if somebody's not going to be there?
We've done that previously, Fernando.
Excuse me, this is Christina. For the preparation meeting, there's not going to be any remote participation.
Okay.
Is there anything particularly you'd like to contribute, Fernando? Then if you could let colleagues know, that would be really great.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on then to item 7, the GAC CCNSO. The proposal is that we discuss the FOI working group progress to date, the country name study group, and the CCNSO comments on the ops plan and budget. And we are trying desperately, Peter, we could do with your help, so I know this is one of your favorite topics, about how we can make that discussion a bit more interactive. We feel that the CCNSO is willing, but the GAC perhaps don't work in quite the same way that we do. So if you have any practical suggestions, they'd be much appreciated.
Do you think they would be up for a panel?
On which of those?
So I might have gotten your question wrong, Leslie. You were asking about how to improve the exchange and the interaction between GAC and CCNSO, right?
A panel is a great suggestion. For this meeting on one of those topics, or as a general approach?
Maybe try to select from every agenda, in this case for Prague. I think there are a few options. But try to find the proper topic for a panel discussion. And set out the rules very clearly out in front that this is basically a thought exercise and nobody is bound by anything that they're saying, but at least people start speaking up.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we can develop that discussion offline and see if we can talk the GAC into going for it, shall we?
Yep, happy to.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else, any comments or queries on the GAC CCNSO topics? Okay. So item 8 is the CCNSO GNSO topic. And I'm aware that in spite of the attempts, we are struggling to get topics from the GNSO. And I'm leaving that in Juhani and Roloff's capable hands, but it's not an easy request, so I'm afraid we'll need to have an update on that at the preparation meeting in Prague. I'm hopeful that we can make some progress in the interim. So item 9 on our agenda is the liaison update. And Ron, thank you very much for your ALAC liaison report, which we've received in advance of the meeting. Are there any things you particularly would like to highlight to council colleagues, please?
I don't have anything to add, Leslie. I hope people have read it, and I'm happy to answer if there's a query.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. And I didn't, I can't remember what I put against liaison reports. I didn't say that there was zero, so I don't know where, what happened about that. But I do find personally your reports very helpful. So thank you. Okay. And unfortunately, we haven't had a GNSO liaison report. I don't know if we've heard anything from Hang Tran, Gabby?
As far as I know, he's on holiday, so that might be a reason.
Okie doke. Well, when he comes back from holiday, if we could chase him for his report for the next time, that would be great.
I will do.
Thank you. Okay, and we also have notes of the next CISINFO Council meetings. Obviously, the next one is in person in Prague. We have the informal council call with CISINFO board members on the 3rd of July, and then we meet again by teleconference and Adobe in August and September. Given that this was the first time we trialled Adobe, it would be great for this, councillors and observers and liaisons could let us have any feedback on how the call worked for you, how Adobe worked for you. That would be great, so we can review how we're doing. Seeing it's the first time we tried, I think we kind of passed the first time test, but let's see. Is there any items of any other business, please? No? In which case, thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for trialing Adobe, and I look forward to seeing those of you that will be present in Prague. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leslie. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.